Here we are on the Carolina Outdoors, where we come in and talk about the different things to do in our Carolina Outdoors, maybe shine a light on people and things that are happening all over the Carolinas. Of course, if you are in the Charlotte area, you know how wonderful it is to be here and the access we have to the mountains, to the beach, and everything in between. If you don't live here, maybe you're listening via WBT up and down the Eastern Seaboard. This is a fantastic place to visit, to come in and participate yourself. This is Bill Barty right here, Outdoor Guys with WBT, and TJ Boggs is on the
other
side.
Good morning.
That's his voice right there. Don Yeager on assignment, as always. I think that means he's gone fishing.
It's too hot for fishing.
He's been on an extended fishing trip. It is too hot for fishing, but here in the Carolinas, it's never ever too hot for a little bit of outdoor grilling.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are in the summertime, and the 4th of July is right up ahead, and all of the things that June, July, and August bring to us during the summer months. For many, it's a time for the men's culinary ability to shine, and whether it's hot dogs, hamburgers, or maybe it's that prime steak hitting the grill. Right now, we're going to get a little bit of advice from Chef Jim Noble of Noble's Food and Pursuits, which he's in the restaurant business, the bakery business, King's Kitchen, and the widely successful Roosters franchise. Chef Jim Noble, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you, Bill. Great to be here with you. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I am doing wonderful. And, of course, you being the great outdoorsman that you are, summertime turns a whole bunch of us into our own backyard chef. So we're pleased to have a real chef. You're outdoor and indoor to get some advice on this. So let's just jump in feet first. What's the best, in your opinion, the best go-to food for a neighborhood picnic, barbecue, or a family get-together? What's your go-to?
Well, according to the occasion, you know, it may vary, but 4th of July, you kind of think about burgers and dogs and things like that, or barbecue chicken outside on the grill. And I have a green egg, which kind of changed everything for me. I love that thing. And it's it allows you to smoke or smoke cook or even high heat temp grill. So we cook steaks on it, fish on it. We cook whole fish on it. We'll do burgers. Sometimes can. We'll do turkey burgers out there. Dogs, whatever you want to cook. Weber does the same thing, and most of the time, I'm going to shoot for either.
That's a true tease right there. He's going to cook, and then we missed you on that one.
We lost you for a second.
Okay, I use a little charcoal.
Well, and see, as we break up with Chef Jim Noble from Noble's Food and Pursuits, we are going to find out what his opinion is. Now, he just said he used a green egg, but the difference between charcoal cooking and gas cooking, Chef Noble, do you have an opinion, a strong opinion, for those of us who are out there in the backyard trying to cook up something good, maybe show off for our family? Do you have a strong opinion on charcoal versus gas versus anything else?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yeah, we got your back.
Okay. Yeah. I use natural lump charcoal. I prefer to cook over wood, most gas, but sometimes gas is a whole lot more convenient. My wife finally got to where she could care, and she could now fire up the green egg or the Weber, but before, she just wanted to go turn it on and fire it up and go. So both of them are good. It's according to what you have at home, but if I have a choice, I'd pick natural lump charcoal over briquettes, because briquettes have been kind of crushed and recompressed, and now pretty much every grocery store has natural lump charcoal, so I prefer that.
Hey, I'm going to bring it up, because I had it on my list to ask you about, but as you said that about, you know, firing up the grill, what about safety? Is there advice that you can give us, whether we're using starter fluid, lighting up a gas grill? In fact, it reminds me, 5 years ago, Hannah Storm, the Sports Center broadcaster, blew up a grill. She had she suffered burns, facial burns, lost a lot of hair. It was in January, right before the Rose Parade that was taking place that she was going to televise. She had to she left the airwaves for 3 weeks to recover in a burn unit. But it came from her lighting a gas grill. So whether it be liquid fuel or liquid lighter fluid or a gas grill, can you give us advice on how to handle that when we jump out outside to start it up?
Yeah, I mean, gas, you got to be careful that you're before you light it. Sounds like that's what happened. And that's another reason why I like using charcoal. But when I use charcoal, I don't even use lighter fluid because some of that will have some residual flavor in the food. But you can either get those chimneys that you can stack the charcoal in the top, and the bottom 25%, there's a place you can put some newspaper. That's pretty easy. Or I'll use little compressed pieces of wood, kind of waxed together, and Green Egg makes it, but there's all kinds of people that make them. But you use a couple of those in your pile of charcoal, and it starts up really good. So I try to stay away from fluids or any kind of electric starters. And you know, one of the things is make sure that you do your grill away from the house, away from combustible materials. You know, get away from the house a little bit so everything's safe. Just take your time doing it and have a good time. Also, on your charcoal, make sure it gets red hot all over before you start cooking over it.
I just got the charcoal chimney a couple years ago. One of my friends turned me on to that. That is a game changer.
Like, you use them in the restaurant, actually, because it's such an easy way to start it.
Yeah.
You just get the very bottom lit, and then it'll take the whole chimney up to where, in fact, you got glowing coals.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So it's a great way, and it's safe, you know.
Well, and we like safe. And by the way, everybody's heading over to TJ Boggs' house for a cookout after the program on the Hannah Storm thing. In fact, I have it because she went into the PSA business after that public service announcement for people grilling with propane and propane accessories. If you press the igniter button and it does not light, turn off the gas and give the grill a few minutes before trying again. The gas is heavier than air and needs time to dissipate. And that's what happened to her.
Right.
It didn't dissipate. Hey, we've got Chef Jim Noble of Noble's Food and Pursuits on the Carolina Outdoors. TJ Boggs is over there. I'm Bill Barty. Noble's Food and Pursuits includes the King's Kitchen here in Charlotte and Rooster franchises in Charlotte and Winston-Salem, and we're glad to have him as we are all getting out for family reunions, neighborhood barbecues, and picnics, and we're getting a little bit of advice from a professional as we jump in to the cookout thing. Back to food, Chef Noble, do you have advice on how we should maybe prep the food before we even hit the grill?
Yeah, I usually season mine with salt and pepper. Is about all I ever use for whatever I'm using, whatever I'm cooking. And I'll do it inside, and I'll keep it cold until you take it to the grill, particularly if it's something you're going to cook, undercook, like rare or mid-rare. So keep everything in the inside and keep it cold before you go to the grill. And particularly on cookouts on the 4th of July and stuff like that, watch out for mayonnaise that sits out for a long period of time because it can turn bad on you and give you some sickness. When you're cooking chickens, just make sure you keep everything sanitary and clean. Don't watch out for cross-contamination. If you're handling chicken, wash your hands and sanitize them before you go to pick up your salad or ready-to-eat foods. Because if you handle chicken then touch ready-to-eat foods and you don't get it, wash your hands first. You can transfer salmonella, things like that.
Well, I have a feeling that you, cooking on that green egg, you are a believer, and actually for what you do for a living, slow cooking is a secret to retaining the juices and retaining flavor in whatever food that we're cooking, but we don't want to undercook. And we know if we're using a meat thermometer and we get a measurement of our meat or whatever we're cooking, that food continues to cook even after we take it off the grill. Do you have any advice so that we can be safe with our food and not undercook it, but not get it all dry and overcooked either?
Well, on of course, if I do steaks or beef, I'm going rare, mid-rare, according to the cut. But on chickens, you want to make sure you get it cooked all the way through, at least 165 across there, and make sure the meat near the bone is cooked. If you open it up and look at it, it's not quite done. Stick it back on the grill. Wash your hands. You know, sanitize where you're butchering the chicken, or if you're using whole chickens or something like that. But yeah, it will continue to cook a little bit longer once you take it out, because the outside is hot, and that means that heat transfers towards the center. And once you take it off, it's still transferring, so it'll finish cooking that way. But just watch your breast, particularly on bigger birds. Your legs and thighs take a little bit longer to cook, and a lot of times, like for Thanksgiving, when your thigh, if you get a big turkey, legs and thighs, by the time they're cooked, the breast is too dry. So I shoot for smaller birds, or I separate them and cook them separately. So,
well, and if we mess it all up, we'll come over to Roosters and eat our meal over there.
Sounds good to me.
Well, on the 4th of July, we won't be open.
So. Uh-oh, so we got to get it right.
Plan ahead.
That's a good time for all of our team members to have time with their families. So.
Oh, fantastic. Noble's Food and Pursuits, there's a lot going on at King's Kitchen and Roosters. I introduced it as restaurants, bakeries, but what else do you have coming up in 2018? You're a busy man.
Yeah, we're under construction in a barbecue place, a Noble Smoke Barbecue, going out on Freedom Drive. We'd love to get open by the end of the year, maybe right after the first of the year, but we're on the move, and we're going to have an awesome smokehouse and a great spot. Hyde Brewery's going in with us, and we're going to have an outdoor beer garden as well as indoor dining. So a couple other little surprises.
He said Freedom Drive. That's pretty close to right here.
That's right around the corner from One Julian Price Place, where the Carolina Outdoors is happening right now. Thank you, Chef Jim Noble, for joining us. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, available where podcasts are heard and via the airwaves of WBT on an early Saturday morning.